Okay, welcome everybody to the 24th CAPR meeting on radiation reaction in general relativity, hosted virtually by the Perimeter Institute. Before we begin, Perimeter Institute acknowledges that it is situated on the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, and Neutral Peoples. Perimeter Institute is located on the Haldimand Tract. After the American Revolution, the tract was granted by the British to the Six Nations of the Grand River and the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation as compensation for their role in the war and for the loss of their traditional lands in upstate New York. Of the 950,000 acres granted to the Haudenosaunee, less than 5% remains Six Nations land. Only 6,100 acres remains Mississaugas of the Credit land. We thank the Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, and Neutral people for hosting us on their land. As you're all aware, we could not meet up in person due to the ongoing pandemic. As you can see from my background photo, which was taken yesterday, we are experiencing some very blue skies right now here in Waterloo. And that's the lovely perimeter featuring. So it's very unfortunate as we have a building filled with whiteboards, chalkboards, our lunch tables are chalkboards, and there's hammock and swings and free tea and coffee all of the time. So unfortunately, we couldn't have people in person, but maybe another time. Anyway, so as we continue online, our schedule this week follows a set format. We have an invited plenary speaker each morning reviewing topics of interest, followed by two sessions of contributed talks. Invited talks will be in around 35 minutes with 10 minutes questions, and contributed talks will be 12 minutes with 3 minutes questions. Now, we have asked the chairs to be strict and keep you honest, so please stay on time. After breaking for lunch, we will have two discussion sessions where designated researchers will guide the conversation. Please feel free to use the Slack channel to aid discussions and raise topics for these sessions. And later today, we have a slight schedule change. We'll have Barry Wardell and Niels Warburton leading discussions on numerical methods and self-force and involving the orbit. And these are topics that are going to arise throughout today's talks. Wednesday's going to follow a slightly different schedule. We're going to jump straight into contributed talks, as it is the day of second order. In the late morning, we're going to have an invited speaker on the issue of equity, diversity, and inclusion. As the CAPR meeting is open to all researchers, there will also be a report from the CAPR EDI team as we strive for a more diverse and inclusive community. I also want to bring everyone's attention to our social events. Being in line, we're going to host not one but two. So student night is on Tuesday night and the conference social will be on Thursday. And we urge everybody to register and sign up on Remo for the events, preferably today, as knowing the numbers are going to greatly assist us in running the evenings. And lastly, just want to, on the behalf of the committee, like to thank our support staff at Perimeter, because in particular, Stephanie Mull and Josh Dawes have been fantastic in putting this week's event together. So big thanks to Stephanie and Josh.